This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. Joining me this week on the program is Scott Isringhausen. He's park interpreter for Paramarquette State Park, and welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you for having me here.
Scott, we've done this in the past, and the bald eagle season for watching them is coming up. There's only one show in December, and we thought we'd go ahead and let you talk about the December show, and then we'll go ahead and talk about the rest of the bald eagle watching for the rest of your season there at Paramarquette. But you have a date of December 19th?
Actually, the 19th and 20th. I have two in December, and then the next program will be January the 3rd.
And your eagle program, it is a program where people can either sort of drive along or they can get into vans. And how does that process go? And you can explain that.
Okay. What I do is I start with an indoor program. And you mentioned the vans. I have one van. The first 13 people on the list will have a chance to ride in the van. The other folks will follow along, but we'll start here at the park. We'll go into the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge in Jersey County side, take a short hike to observe an active eagle's nest. That'll be the only part that you really have to walk, and you know, if you're not able to, that is fine, but it's a neat area, an area that you can normally only get to walk through. We will cross the Brussels Ferry, which is a great place to see wintering bald eagles, go over through Calhoun County and make some stops over there as well.
Now, you talked about the active nest. Do you have a program on that as far as a camera?
We do have a camera that's on the nest. Now, right now, in December, there should be no activity there. We'll get into the end of January. We'll start seeing the birds in the nest, and the eggs are typically laid the end of February. It takes the eggs 35 days to hatch. In saying that, early April, late March, we should see babies in that nest and actually be live on a television screen here in the visitor center.
That's just what I was going to ask you. Was obviously that'll be after your eagle watching program, but there will be availability within the park to see that if they have young eagles.
There will be, yes, there sure will be. And last year it was very much a success. They laid two eggs. One egg hatched. The first baby was born, well, the only baby was born on March 29th.
You talked in the past about you had seen increased nesting activity in or near the park. Is that still going on?
It is still going on. I mean, every once in a while someone will tell us about a nest. I don't always have the opportunity to go out and verify that that's what it is. But yes, just here from the visitor center within in a short distance, there's five or six nests just in, you know, not in walking distance, but in, you know, a few miles distance.
Recently, it's been in the news, there was quite a brush fire, I guess we would call it, that occurred in and around the Paramarquette State Park area. And maybe you could tell everybody how that affects the eagle watching, or even how it affects the park.
Yeah, really, as far as the eagle watching, it's not going to have any impact whatsoever. It was actually up in our hunting area. It was east of Graham Hill Road. You know, most people think of the fire, they think of a horrible thing. But in nature, that's something that happens naturally, and all in all, it was a really good thing for the wildlife. All the autumn olive, and especially the honeysuckle, was burned off, so it's a lot clearer for the animals to see in the springtime when everything starts to green up and the grubs will come out, and so there'll be a lot of food for the deer, and especially the wild turkeys. If you like to mushroom hunt, that'll be a big benefit as well. Mushrooms will be much easier to see than what they would have been before the fire. So from a biological standpoint, the fire was truly probably a good thing.
We know from talking with you in the past that the colder it is, not too extreme, I guess, the more eagles that come to this area as they winter down here. And the programs in January with our weather predictions, are you hoping for a good season?
I'm hoping for a great season. You know, and we have been seeing eagles, you know, even starting in October, not a lot, but we'd see one here, one there. This morning on the way to work, I counted three between Grafton and the park. But as you mentioned, what it takes is it takes cold weather to get the eagles to come down to this part of the United States. Once the water freezes, it forces the eagles to travel. And the eagles are an awful lot like me. Why that extra 200 or 300 or 400 miles if you don't have to? So it takes some significant cold to get the eagles, you know, down into this area in big numbers.
Let's talk a little bit about the actual dates and tours that are coming up in January, of course, following your December 19th and 20th tours. And when do they start in January?
They'll start Tuesday, January the 3rd. And then the other dates in January are the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 14th, the 15th, the 24th, the 25th, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. And that's the January dates. And there are days in February as well, the 1st, the 4th, the 5th, the 8th, the 21st, the 22nd, 25th, 26th, 28th, 29th, and then the last program will be March the 6th.
Typically, have your crowd still increased each year? I knew it was growing since the first time we talked many years ago.
It really has. I mean, what I do is I'll take 50 people a day, and you do need to make a reservation if you're interested, and a lot of the days will fill up. A lot of the days right now have several people on the list. If you truly want to get in the van, the weekend days may be hard to get in the van now, but through the week there are opportunities for people that for sure want to get in the van. But as far as the popularity of the program, if it's not increasing, it's definitely staying the same because people are still coming in real large numbers.
And for someone who cannot make your guided tours, they can always stop by the park and maybe inquire, maybe to go seeing themselves. People will help out.
Sure. And, if you want to call here at the park, at the visitor center, whoever answers the phone should be able to tell you as to where we're seeing eagles at this time. And the phone number for that is 618-786-3323. And just keep in mind that the eagles are not so much up in the hills, but you're going to find them around the river because they're going to be out above that river hunting for their favorite food, which is fish. So that's where you really need to look.
And, of course, you said reservations are needed for your guided tours, and the numbers one should contact if they're interested in.
If anyone would like to come to the program, the phone number is 618-786-3323.
Scott, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.